The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text that Ben read for us is a long text, a text that is familiar to us. We focus today for our meditation on one verse, verse 8. My Father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? I said we will focus our thoughts for the few moments on the text. We will also focus on the thoughts, our thoughts on what is not in the text. What is not in the text is called by one student of scripture as the most oppressive silence. And another one has called that part of the text as the most eloquent silence in all of literature. What was happening in those moments? Abraham stops talking, nor does Isaac talk. They both are on a journey. And I submit, God is still talking. Sure, they set out on this journey because God spoke to Abraham, take your son, your only son, and take him to the place I will show you. Abraham is used to this. When he was called out of the land of Ur, he was set out onto a land which God will show him. No wonder we call Abraham the father of the believing ones. That has been his journey. That has been his faith journey. Listening to what God continues to tell him, and also listening inquisitively between the lines of what God has been telling him. The moment has now come. God had promised to Abraham that he will give him a land, and for his children, he will multiply them into a great nation. We know that story. And he will also make him a great blessing. There were hours and years of waiting for that moment to happen, and the child was gone, the promised child was given, and this was indeed the one and only son, as one commentator calls it, the one and only son God had promised Abraham to keep the promise for the whole world alive and going. There was apparently a plan B in God's, in Abraham's life when he with his wife Sarah proposed that maybe God has a different plan. So Hagar would become the mother and then the promised child would be born through her. And that was only plan B. This was not God's plan. Sure, Hagar gave birth to a child, and through that child, God multiplied people and God gave them lands to possess as well. But there was something special about this child to be born, Isaac, through whom God will bless the whole nation, a promise that was not given even after Hagar gave birth to the child, not to that family. Land and multiplication of people would still be a blessing to all people, but this one promise that in him, in that one and only son, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, that promise was not given away to Sarah and her children, but it was to be coming through this one son. And it is that son God is leading Isaac, Abraham, with his son to a place where God will show him. The journey goes on, and there is doubt, and there is also confidence in this journey. Doubt expressed by Isaac, Father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is that lamb for burnt offering? Normal doubt. You need a lamb to be sacrificed. The lamb is not there. And where is that? The doubt is coming. Confidence from Abraham. Yes, there is the wood and the fire, and there is a journey ahead, but God will see to it. Faith journey. Journey leading to a certain destination that God had set for them. Abraham, not fully knowing, not even fully told, he takes that journey. Doubt, yet with confidence. The journey goes on. Abraham and Isaac are silent, but God is speaking. Not written in the text, but still it is evident that Abraham is pondering what's going on. Abraham does what God spoke with him to do. He goes up the journey, he builds the altar, he lays the wood on the altar, he ties up Isaac and pulls out the knife. God is not silent. He is speaking. Only Abraham knew with confidence that this was his job to do. Isaac tied up, silent, not really knowing what was going on. But we know how the story unfolds and how this comes up in the New Testament. And things happen. Things turn around in the silence of the world. But in the confidence that God has given for us, his children, to know, God breaks that silence once and for all by sending his one-of-a-kind son to be sacrificed, to become the eternal sacrifice for all people. And of him, we know the Lamb has come. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, of whom the prophet Isaiah said, smitten, stricken, afflicted, wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, yet opened not his mouth, like a lamb led to the slaughter, silent, not doubting, but fully confident of what God's plan has been and had been for his one and only son, the one of a kind son. And as he hangs there as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, he speaks, the Son speaks. The Son speaks the final word, tetelestai. It is done. It is finished. The sacrifice is over. Sins are forgiven. Sins have been paid for. A new life is coming. Doubt done away with. Confidence comes up. Silence is broken. The most expressive silence is broken. Most eloquent silence becomes the most eloquent speech ever made. God has reconciled us through his Lamb, the unblemished Lamb, the very Son of God who paid for us our sins and our transgressions. Abraham is the father of the believing ones, even us, who've been brought to the threshold of the kingdom, who've been invited to feast with him on the last day, when we shall all see God in his glory full to face, who has by his blood broken down the hostility that stood between us and our holy God because of our sin. Putting all confidence in God, therefore, counting on his promises and his faithfulness, soon we enter the Lenten season. Soon we go forth, focusing our lives on the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. There was wood, The lamp was shown and the fire came. One was fastened to the wood for our sins as the Lamb of God. And fire came 50 days hence, like fiery tongues on the day of Pentecost, revealing God's glory to all people. And the days are soon coming. Days have come in our lives, and the days are soon coming when we shall celebrate the light of the glory shown on the face of Jesus Christ, a light that becomes light to all nations. When God shall gather all people from all over the world to the feet of the Lamb that reigns in glory, King of kings and Lord of lords. We have confidence and we have no doubt about it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.